I've been to Lourdes once, and I was there barely 24 hours. I would love to go back there someday, because it was a striking experience, particularly the water. Maybe some of you have been to Lourdes. It's a beautiful place, it's a beautiful shrine, there's a river, the Gave, running through it. And there is water, Lourdes water, water from the spring that was revealed to Saint Bernadette at the time of the Blessed Virgin's revelation to her. And that water still flows, that spring still flows. And I, along with many other people and many people down through the ages in the last 170 or so years, bathed in that water, and I drank that water, and I took some of that water home with me. I probably wouldn't be allowed to do that with security as it is today. But at that time, I was able to take a pretty big bottle of Lourdes water home with me. That water has been a source of healing for countless numbers of people. And when I was diagnosed with brain cancer, I poured that water over my head, and in hope that it may be instrumental in my healing, and I don't doubt that it was. The water of Lourdes is a wonderful source of healing. But of course, it's not the water itself that is the cause of healing. That water comes from the spring that was revealed to Saint Bernadette. And it was revealed to Saint Bernadette by the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is always doing the will of her divine Son, who is doing the will of his Father. Ultimately, that healing is from God, is from God the Father. But it flows through his eternal Son, through the humanity of his Son, through the instrumentality of the Blessed Virgin Mary, through Saint Bernadette. God gives us this wonderful gift of healing through the mediation, first of all, of Jesus, but of Mary and of his saints. And that is so often how God blesses us. Of course, God could bless us, God could heal us, God could bestow any grace or benefit upon us without such mediation. But it seems to be his will to involve us in the administration of his grace, to involve his Son and the mother of his Son, to involve the church and the saints and the sacraments to involve the sacramentals of the church, like holy water, like ashes. The Almighty God, who is the source of all blessing and the source of all healing, is the source of our healing, the source of our salvation, the source of every blessing to you and to me. But God doesn't only want us to be the recipients of his grace. God also wants us to be the conductors, to be the instruments, to be the means by which he blesses our brothers and sisters. God wants to bless other people through us. And of course, that's why we're here, and that's why we pray for the sick. God doesn't need us. God could bless the sick in any way God wants to. But God wants to use us. God wants to make us his instruments of healing through our prayers. Just as God makes his only begotten Son and the sacred humanity of his Son and the church of his Son and the saints of that church, that God makes all of those mediaries, instruments of his grace. The grace of God flows not just to each individual one at a time, but through each other, through Jesus, through Mary, through the church, through Saint Bernadette. Those wonderful waters of Lourdes remind me of what Jesus said about the living waters springing up to eternal life. God bestows eternal life, eternal healing, eternal blessing on us, and desires to bestow that same blessing on our sick brothers and sisters. But that river of grace flows not only to us, but also through us. And so through our prayers today, may we be like those waters of Lourdes, the instruments of God's blessing, the instruments of God's healing. May our prayers be part of that chain of intercession, that chain of mediation, part of the flow of the grace of God that he desires to bestow upon the sick.